We're in Simin Reisha and Gimel, and we'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Beis and Kiddush v'bayi secher, amanas l'echol sham. You made Kiddush in a room, thinking you're going to eat there. V'chakach nimlach l'echol b'makam acher. Then you decide to go to a different room. Sorach l'achzur l'kaddish v'makam sherotz l'echol sham. You have to make Kiddush again. This is all talking about mecheder l'cheder if you do not eat a kazayas. Siv Gimel. In Kiddush v'lo sod, what happens if the person made Kiddush and didn't eat? Afilu yidoy Kiddush lo yotza. He's not even yotzi yidoy Kiddush. Not only was he not yotza makam suda. Hagov etzarech lechol b'makam Kiddush le'yalter. You're supposed to eat in the place you made Kiddush right away. O shoye bedato lechol shom miyad. Avabalav haki afilu ochem b'makam Kiddush eni yotze. If you didn't have in mind to eat there, if you had in mind to make Kiddush here and to eat somewhere else, then you're not yotze bechlal. What if you had in mind not to eat there and you change your mind? The halacha is that you are yotze. Now, the halacha is like this. You're not supposed to be mafsik altogether between Kiddush and the Suda. Whereas, what happens if you were mafsik and then you come back to the same place to eat? So there's a big machlokas achronim in there. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah holds that you shouldn't leave, but if you do, you don't go making another bracha. The shini makom of the Shulchan Aruch is not where you left your place. The shini makom of the Gemara is where you're eating in a totally different place. But if you left your place and come back and eat where you are, so there, b'dievet, it's all right. So lemashal, what happens if you leave the house or leave the room or leave the sukkah to go wash somewhere else? See, if you can see into it and you have das to eat there, then that's good lechatchila. But what happens if you don't? So the halachi is that if you did not have das to eat over there, and you ended up eating over there anyway, the halachi is it's good. And if you left in the middle, there's a Magen Avraham that says that you're not yotza, that even though you came back to eat in the same place, since you left, that is considered a hefsik. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is not like him. Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that if you come back to the same place, you are yotze. And in a case where you had in mind to leave, but you ended up eating in the same place, that is all right. If you had in mind to eat somewhere else, if you had in mind to eat in this place and end up eating somewhere else, so that's not considered Kiddush v'makom suda.